Well, we have certainly heard an earful this week about who will get to design the new Central Library in Halifax. A short list of four architectural firms has been chosen by a jury. Some people are complaining that the selection process is flawed. Architect Brian McKay-Lyons did not make the cut. He says his company was the only local team able to do the lead design work.
One thing is absolutely sure, if the shortlist stands, that those who will be doing the design work will not be people with a strong knowledge, understanding, or love for Halifax, for our culture. They're going to be probably junior architects working in large corporate firms in London or in Denmark or in Toronto mostly. The local firms, I'm sure, that are attached to all of these outside architects care deeply, I'm sure. Those architects care about the place, but they're not driving the bus. They're carrying the bags for architects from Toronto, basically.
Brian McKay-Lyons is a prominent Halifax architect who has been eliminated from the design competition for a new central library. Paul Frank is with the Halifax firm JDA Architects, one of the Halifax firms that has partnered with a Toronto team, and they are still in the running.
Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make of Brian's assessment?
Brian has his opinions, and we, as a local firm, have teamed up with a firm from Toronto, a firm we've been working with since the early 1980s on a number of projects in Halifax, and we're very proud of those projects that we've actually helped to design and create a good living environment for Halifax.
In your preliminary discussions, using Brian McKay-Lyons' analogy there in terms of who's driving the bus and who's handling the bags, what do you envision the partnership to be like? You know, what components would you handle? What components would they handle?
Well, certainly the team we've teamed up has the experience in architectural design, more so than we do. And in Nova Scotia, you get to do maybe one library every 5 years. And if you look at all the architects in the area, that we get to do very few. Our firm that we've teamed up with has done a lot of libraries in Ontario and elsewhere in Canada. The past projects we've worked on with them, we split the work 50-50. We have our senior designers from Halifax, their senior designers from Toronto. We sit down in our office in Halifax and design for a week or 10 days and come up with preliminary designs that then we take forward and split the work evenly to come up with a design.
For, I think, those of us who don't know very much about design or architecture, mm-hmm. Someone in our office said the other day, I don't care. I want it to work, but I don't care. I want it to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, that there will be something. This is, Brian McKay, I think, is right about one thing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of building in Metro.
Exactly.
If you get this job, this will be something your grandchildren will say, Granddaddy worked on that deal.
That's right.
It's got to be iconic. It's got to be able to be something that people will want to say, gee, I'm visiting friends in Dartmouth, but we've got to go over and look at that building. Mm-hmm. Do you get to have that vision, or does somebody else get to have that vision, somebody who doesn't live here?
That's our vision. That'll be our firm's vision in collaboration with the firm from Toronto. As I said, we've worked on since the early 1980s. We started with Purdy's Wharf, which is an iconic building. It was a combination of our firm and Shore Tilby Irwin out of Toronto. The other local building we've done is the Kenrow School of Management. And in both of those cases, we've had equal say into what the design looks like and how it ends up looking and how the people get to use it.
I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I'm trying to think of the easiest one that comes to mind, maybe the Opera Building in Sydney. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even if you don't care about buildings, I think most people, when I said that, they can come up with a view of that. I have no idea how that works as an opera. But boy, it is sure beautiful on the shoreline of Sydney.
Mm-hmm. There's a practicality about all this as well. As there's the Sydney Opera House may have had an unlimited budget for what they received. We're tasked with doing an iconic building within a budget. If the budget is $50 million and we did a design for the city of Halifax or HRM that came in at $100 million, we wouldn't be doing our job. So we're limited. We have to do jobs that are within budget, but we still have to create an iconic building. And as I said, the two in Halifax that we've done, I think, stand out as iconic buildings. Hurdy's Wharf definitely does. We've done buildings at St. Evex University, which the president feel are iconic buildings that don't look anything like the ones that we've done in Halifax. So there's a whole process when you're doing design. It's not just a bunch of people sitting in an office and coming up with ideas.
Well, it's the marriage of form and function is your job in a way. But the question that people have who care about it is, will this be something that we can celebrate, that we will be proud of in terms of its look as well as how well it might work? Like the Kesh and Goodman, which is a lovely library, seems to function very nicely.
I would say that without even – we haven't thought about any of this yet. We're in the second stage of the process, so we haven't really thought about what the building's going to look like. But I would say, given our past experience, yes, it will work, and it will be an iconic building. And I think – I live here. I've lived here since 75, and I'm not from far from here to start with, and my children live here. Hopefully we'll have grandchildren here, and I want to be proud, and everybody in our firm's that way. And I know the other three local firms are national and international design winners, so we're not going to give up that ability to put our mark on that design. That's going to be something we're going to be proud of.
In the 30 seconds we have left, what's the next step for you and the other three firms here?
We have been issued this week a request for proposals, which goes into more detail to name how we go about doing our design, how our offices work, who our other consultants will be. So it's a process that the president is scheduled to be completed on November the 24th. And that's the way we this two-stage process goes. So.
It was good of you to come and see us this morning. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Paul Frank is a senior partner in the Halifax firm JDA Architects, which is still in the running for the design competition for a new central library here in Halifax. And Mr. Frank also speaks for the Royal Architectural Institute in this region.